Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching today is The Garden of Plenty.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of God is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. For many years, I used to hear these parables, these 2 parables of Jesus, in a kind of very active and apostolic way. In other words, I always saw myself as one of the co-workers, one of God's farmers, helping to get the springtime earth ready so that we could plant our vegetable seeds. In my family, we all helped get the springtime garden ready for planting. We planted seeds and dug little holes to transplant the tiny tomato plants that we'd bought at the local farmer's market. All of that tilling and preparation was so that we'd have some nice, juicy tomatoes, yellow squash, and green beans for the summertime. As a kid, I loved planting the tiny tomato plants in the early spring, pulling up the weeds so that they wouldn't stunt the growth of the vegetables. Of course, we'd always dig up a few earthworms accidentally in the process. It wasn't our intention to disrupt their fertile, dark, and cozy little world, but it was almost impossible to turn the dirt over without upsetting their cool and dark paradise. We'd begin our garden in early spring by planting seeds in old jelly jars and milk cartons with saran wrap covering the tops. This created a kind of hothouse so that the seeds could begin to sprout more easily. We'd watch the little shoots of green start popping up miraculously. It was fascinating, especially as a kid, to watch this whole process play itself out in that dark, fertile world of dirt. Once I entered the Dominican Order and started learning how to read the scriptures in a deep and more symbolic way, I realized that digging for insights in the scripture was not so different than watching a spring garden open up into a world of new and gratuitous life. The world of biblical interpretation is, in a way, kind of like a lush garden full of growth and surprises. And that brings us to today's gospel. Jesus touches on these themes of sowing seeds as a metaphor of God's creativity and lush abundance. If we really dig deep into this parable, we will begin to understand that Jesus is not too terribly interested in how the garden is coming along. No, Jesus seems to be inviting us to a deeper encounter with God and God's Word. Though in my early years, I heard this parable as an image of a God who shares the lush and bountiful blessings of the reign of God with all of humanity. Today, I hear it in a somewhat different way. I hear Jesus inviting us to see ourselves not so much as the sower of the seed, but as the seed itself. In other words, Jesus seems to be hinting that we are the seed that God wants to sow into the fertile ground. the tiny seed that witnesses quietly to the kingdom of God. The sowing metaphor becomes even more dramatic and more deeply paschal when we realize that, just as was the case of Jesus, we too are called to see our lives of discipleship as a kind of fertile pouring out of ourselves so as to be part of God's garden of plenty. In other words, I think the gospel today is calling us to take risks, to risk everything, to sink our roots deeply into God's gift of fertile ground. The kingdom isn't up in heaven. It's right here, among us, in us. And we can enter into that fullness of God's reign. But it seems that what we're hearing in today's gospel is that that sowing into the ground is only possible if we allow our very own selves to be sown into that ground of God's abundant and eternal love. Then, and only then, do we truly become part of this wonderful garden of God. May the harvest be abundant.